Let's stick with issues around air quality, a story that has been part of the conversation in Kales River since 2012 has now returned, talking about air quality up along the Coal Belt. But what about air quality here in Cape Town? The people of Kales River say that if you live close to the Cisco plant, it's that iron and steel plant there on Van Riebeek Road. They say that that has brought some hell to their lives. Earl Pullman is a man who's been sounding the alarm since 2012 already, and he's part of a community organization, is asking questions about the air quality in the Kales River area. Good morning, Earl. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning, Lester. Your viewers. Listeners,
you've been dealing with this since 2012. I think I've spoken to you in the past about the issues around the Cisco plant that hasn't been operating for a while now. I think it's been standing idle, but you're saying it's still a concern to air quality in Kales River.
Lester, yes, you know it's been an on off and on situation. The previous owners ditched the mill, and obviously fled the country. I'm leaving our taxpayers with money unaccounted for in the previous investment from the IDC. And obviously that is posing another question, is that money going to be recovered? There have subsequently been new owners now. I'm not entirely sure how the investment pertaining the procurement or the buying of this mill now stands, just based on the previous accounts of the investment, I think it's fair to say that we as taxpayers should be open or privy to how the money was spent and if it's going to be recovered or not, and it leaves a sour taste in the mind of where our economy is going and where it is at, and just throwing money away by investments unaccounted for raise serious questions.
Do you have any, as a community organization and as a community grouping, do you have any detail, any proof that the plant has been impacting and affecting the health of people in the immediate vicinity?
Well, Lester, we've been asked to run the expenses for the test on our own account. And there's many things that has changed. I mean, in my personal life, experiencing the emissions from this plant is I've never had skin issues. I have different types of skin issues where I get bumps on my body. I start to itch uncontrollably. And I've never had these things. I'm one of probably, I don't know how many residents in Kales River that probably has some skin issue now, but a lot of people is also saying they've got uncontrolled nosebleeds. The asthma is being reignited. So there's small underlying issues that obviously is being ignited with these emissions. And there was a independent, sorry, not an independent, I just want to get the document out quickly. Medical Research Council has done an assessment or report where it actually confirms that heavy metal contamination of soil in preschool facilities around industrial corporations in Kales River has affected many, if not all, the schools in Kales River. And now this is a report that was submitted to the city and to all the relevant authorities. And up till today, until after this report was broadcast and made known, we haven't had any single feedback back from the city regarding it. And I mean, it affects small children. And if it affects small children with an actual report of all these findings, it should really raise all the alarm bells, not just for the city, but for the people of Kales River also, because our youth, our children, are the one who's going to bear the brunt, and we, the people of Kales River, is going to have to make the payments or the cost for it out of our own pockets. Nobody else takes responsibility for it.
What has been the response of the city? They do have what's known as the atmospheric emissions license that's supposed to provide the checks, the balances, and also the enforcement if there is unacceptable levels of pollution being emitted. Have you reported this?
Lester, we're engaging with the city on a daily basis. The mumness from the city when you raise specific issues, we obviously want answers. They become so numb and unresponsive that it's sickening. To make an example, there's been we found last year sometime that there was EAF stockpile found within the premises of Cisco, and it's unaccounted for. And those stockpile, obviously with the wind coming, blowing southeasterly across Kells River, blows that particles up in the air, unaccounted for. And it has been raised last year with the city, after it was found that the previous owners left the place that the way it was.
Mm. Earl Pullman, unfortunately, I have to leave it there. We'll attempt to get a response from the city or even the Department of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment, under which the regulations regarding air quality need to be upheld. Earl Pullman from Kells River, if you live in the area, you have a similar comment, or maybe you don't have a problem in that area. I'd like to hear and get as many voices from that area as possible. 021-446-0567.